Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Our sermon text for this morning is recorded in Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, the 15th chapter and the 20th verse. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. And we pray. These are your words, dear Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. Car commercials are ridiculous. They're ridiculous because they make a billion extra things and add-ons and luxuries seem like they are absolutely necessary for your personal happiness. In other words, it's not enough anymore for cars to take you from point A to point B, that they turn on and take you places, which is a really big luxury in itself. No, you need this thing to pamper you. It needs to have the most plush leather seats money can buy. They better be heated too. You know, these cars, they make it sound like, hey, you need all these add-ons. You need these flat screens everywhere. One commercial that in my mind was probably the most offensive one that inspired this right now is it shows a guy almost like he's handcrafting this vehicle and like hand-stitching with the steering wheel, the nice leather there, and he's like hand-carving how like the dashboard is going to be. And basically the idea is like, if you're not driving a piece of art, like, come on, get with it. And so it just is mind-boggling when you think about the incredible luxury of going like anywhere isn't even mentioned. It's not even part of the idea of a car commercial anymore. That's not enough. You need all of these other things, apparently. And that's fine with cars. But spiritual matters, don't we kind of have a parallel attitude? And it can kind of come out with a lesson like we got right now, where it says, now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who fall asleep. His car commercial, so to speak, is Jesus gets you from point A to point B. He gets you from this life through death, the resurrection, to eternal life. And yet, it doesn't always meet our expectations, because sometimes our expectations get out of whack. Just like sometimes with cars, the expectations are for so much more now. And so spiritually speaking as well, we can treat God like, come on, what are you doing? Yeah, I appreciate, you know, conquering death and stuff, but what about this right now? What about this problem I'm facing? What about this difficulty? Thanks for driving me to eternal life itself, but what about a little pampering along the way? You know, yeah, I need flat screens. I need plush leather seats that are heated. I need, you know, my stereo system to be Beats by Dr. Dre. I need to be in a piece of art that people turn their heads and think, wow, this guy is really awesome. And that is how we treat God's handling of earthly things. We treat like the resurrection isn't even a difference maker anymore, that he needs to do and fulfill all the whims that we have in this earthly life. And that gets to be a problem, because the Bible is pretty clear that we are going to have difficulties. We're going to have problems in this life. And we got to get realistic about that. That, yeah, he's not going to give us every heated leather seat we want along the way in this earthly life. There are going to be difficulties. There are going to be tragedies, things that we don't understand. Why is it this way, God? It's going to be there. There are going to be hardships. And in those instances, it's easy for us to be thankless toward what God has done in conquering death and resurrection and all of that, and forget about that as important, and instead resent God and think, God, why have you put this in my life. Sometimes we underestimate and underappreciate God's gifts. You know, we hear about the resurrection or eternal life so much that it's like, well, I'm not dying right now, so I guess that's a long ways off, not something to really bother about right now. And so we underappreciate, aren't thankful for the many things he does for us. And sometimes, yeah, when he doesn't give us every little thing we might want, we can quickly lash out at God and be like, why doesn't he want me to be happy? Why doesn't he do these things that I need for my happiness? Instead of realizing God has given us so much and there's nothing lacking for happiness now and eternally. It's just maybe not the happiness we think that we're trying to get for ourselves. Nevertheless, just like a working car that takes you from point A to point B is an incredible luxury in and of itself, the resurrection is an incredible luxury for us. He takes us from death to eternal life itself. And yes, that death might be a bumpy road, but what a joy his goal is from here to eternal life in heaven. And it's for free as well. When I see many car commercials, I can instantly conclude, I'll never have the disposable income to purchase this fancy of a car. But with Christ, it is truly a free gift, something he has 100% accomplished for us. And what a joy that is. He went without all sorts of luxuries. Our Lord took on lowliness in human flesh here, walking in humbleness, walking in suffering, walking under the law that was made for us, but doing so perfectly so that we could have wealth and luxury in heaven, that we could have the robe of his righteousness and forgiveness covering over us. He died on the cross. He took the suffering there on himself so that we, in our poverty of sins, could be put on him, and instead that we could look forward to the wealth and joys and glory of heaven itself through his work. And our lesson highlights, again, the big picture. He has conquered death itself. He is the first fruit, so that when we look at Jesus, we see the answer, that with him, we're going to rise again. Trusting in him, we know we have a home in heaven. We have eternal life through him. His work is something we look to and say, that's where I'm going. I'm along for that ride. That is the ride that we're trusting in him from this point to the point B of eternal life. With faith, we trust him to drive us to that heavenly destination. And he's shown us, the faith that we have in him to take us from here to there says really more about him than it does about us. He causes us to trust in him. We know that Jesus worked through all of those challenges and difficulties and suffering in this life to accomplish heaven. We know we can trust Jesus, and that word of truth along with the sacraments is what's caused faith in our hearts by the Holy Spirit's working. And now when we look at Jesus' resurrection, we see this is just the first fruits. This is just the beginning. He has accomplished so much more, and that it's our resurrections as well when we look at Jesus' resurrection, our resurrections to glory, trusting in him. So in the end, we've seen that, yeah, our expectations for cars and car commercials can be a little bit odd at times, to the point where the simple driving and luxury of getting from point A to point B doesn't seem as much of a luxury anymore. And yet, it's okay if you have a nice car. I'm not trying to car shame you, but the reality is with ourselves in spiritual areas, the importance of realizing, yeah, we really do have the one thing needed when we have Christ, his word of truth, and that message of the resurrection, that he is the first fruits of that. So the big question with Jesus, does he get me from point A to point B? Yeah, he gets us out of this earthly life to the heavenly realm through the resurrection. And he does give us many blessings and joys along the way too. We don't want to downplay that either. He's given us blessings now, and what a joy. He is taking us to that eternal home in Christ. Amen.